Shalom, Australia. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and US President Donald Trump's Special Representative for International Negotiations, Jason Greenblatt, both visited the region in the past week. The two men visited many of the same stations, the Prime Minister's office, the presidential compound in Ramallah, the Erez Crossing, and the homes of Israelis living close to the Gaza Strip. Guterres reiterated that settlement activity is illegal under international law, expressed support for a Hamas-Fatah reconciliation, and called for an end to Israel's blockade of Gaza, describing the Strip state as a dramatic humanitarian crisis. On Monday, Guterres declared in Jerusalem that he remains committed to the UN's impartiality and that Israel must not be singled out for undue criticism. He stressed that he considers calls for Israel's destruction a form of modern anti-Semitism and repeated this idea several times during the week. He said Israel has fulfilled the rights and national aspirations of Jews throughout generations. As close as recognizing Israel as a Jewish state as a top UN official has ever been. After his visit to Nahal Oz, a kibbutz on the border with Gaza, the Secretary General praised the residents of the rocket-struck kibbutz for suppressing what would be natural feelings of anger and instead sending an extraordinary message of peace and reconciliation and offering to help Palestinian civilians in the Hamas-run enclave. Hosting him in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticized the UN's observed obsession with Israel, but praised its new Secretary General for his demonstrated desire to turn a new page in relations. Yahya Sinwar, who heads the Hamas in Gaza, told reporters on Monday that Iran was the biggest supporter of Hamas's military wing, the Izz-al-Adin al-Qassam Brigades. The United States on Thursday described the remarks as a stunning admission that showed Tehran was violating a UN ban on arms exports. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said, once again, Iran is showing its true colors, adding Iran must abide by UN resolutions or decide whether it wants to be the leader of a jihadist terrorist movement. Sheikh Ikrimah Sabri, former Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, who has called for Britain to be destroyed, is set to visit the UK Parliament next week. He threatened that Jewish prayer at Jerusalem's Temple Mount would prompt massacres and lead to rivers of blood. And during an interview with Italian newspaper La Repubblica, Sabri flatly denied the Holocaust, stating, 6 million Jews dead? No way, there were much fewer. Let's stop with this fairy tale exploited by Israel to capture international solidarity. A petition has been launched by Christians United for Israel UK, urging Home Secretary Amber Rudd to ban him. France blocked his entry in 2012. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit is set to announce this week his decision to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's wife, Sarah Netanyahu, for diverting public funds for her private housekeeping expenses. It was revealed yesterday that Sarah took a private lie detector test in a bid to get backing for her version of the events, although results of such a test are not admissible in Israeli courts. She is suspected of improper behavior and misuse of state funds relating to the Prime Minister's residence, including receiving goods under false pretenses, falsifying documents, and breach of trust. Lod Mayor Yair Revivo entered the Dahmash Mosque in the early hours of Friday morning to demand that the imam leading prayers stop using a PA system, resulting in a shouting match between the Jewish mayor and Muslim worshippers of the mosque. Officers who arrived on the scene separated the two sides. Revivo had been contacting police over the past few days, complaining that prayers leaders in the city's mosques are intending to make sermons late at night and before dawn. The police have asked imams across the country not to exceed the sound levels stated in Israel's noise pollution laws. The police said it had reached an agreement with imams that prayers can be broadcast over the PA system, but not long sermons. Revivo called the police to complain at 5:30 a.m. on Friday and was told that the deputy commander of Lod police was on his way to the mosque and that he should not enter, but Revivo proceeded anyway. It is considered a publicity stunt to pander to Jewish voters in the city. In a high court decision handed down on Thursday night, the state was told it must inform the court by September 14th whether it is willing to reconsider the implementation of the Western Wall Framework decision, which was frozen in a government decision on June 25th. The government had promised to create an egalitarian prayer space at the south end of the Kotel, but has made no progress towards implementation. The High Court of Justice on Friday instructed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to respond to a petition by right-wing Jewish activists to remove the metal detectors from the sole entrance to the Temple Mount used by Jews and other non-Muslim visitors. Justice David Mintz gave the government 50 days to reply to the petition filed by a far-right lawyer, Itamar Ben-Gvir, who argued that Israel is discriminating against non-Muslims by subjecting them to security checks while allowing Muslims free access to the Jerusalem holy site through other gates. Non-Muslims are only permitted to enter the Temple Mount through the Muhrabi gate, which is adjacent to the Western Wall. 10 other gates allow access only to Muslims. The petition follows the removal of security measures, including metal detectors, from the other gates. They had been set up in the wake of an attack on July 14th in which three Arab Israelis used guns smuggled into the compound to kill two police officers standing guard nearby. IsraAid, an Israeli international humanitarian organization, said on Tuesday it was sending a team of experts from Israel and the U.S. to assist Texas residents dealing with the after effects of Tropical Storm Harvey. IsraAid, which was coordinating with local Jewish communities, local government in Texas, and the Israeli Consul General, plans to deploy 5 or 7 experts to provide a 2-stage response to the disaster, with the first stage focusing on removing debris and cleaning homes, then offering psychosocial trauma support to residents. Yotam Politzer, co-CEO of IsraAid, said in crises with large-scale destruction, national and international aid efforts typically focus on practical physical support, with limited resources allocated to the mental and emotional rehabilitation of affected populations. For the most vulnerable groups, notably children, the time is of critical importance. The longer these groups are forced to remain in shelters, the higher the chance of long-term mental health problems, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, that can have debilitating and long-term impact. Friday was an auspicious day in Israel. 2.2 million Israeli children had their first day of the new school year, as Muslim Israelis celebrated Eid al-Adha. Eid Mubarak. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.